I happen to think America can learn a lot from Texas, and I give them the opportunity every day, joked Governor Rick Perry in front of a full house at the Waco Convention Center Tuesday. Perry was in town for the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce's State of the State luncheon. As attendees munched on chicken, pork, green beans, and potatoes, the governor spent the majority of his 25 to 30-minute address emphasizing the state's economic achievements and describing it as a model for other states to follow. Perry highlighted the fact that Texas has, for 8 consecutive years, been named the best state for business in the United States by CEO Magazine. Perry also stated that Texas has led the nation in job creation, citing lower taxes and limited regulations as key draws for business. In October of 2012, Texas added 36,600 non-farm jobs, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. However, it did come in second out of the 50 states last month, behind only California, which added 45,800 jobs. As a note, California for the last 8 years has been named the worst state for business by CEO Magazine. In addition to emphasizing fiscal conservatism throughout his talk, adding that he would oppose any new taxes or tax increases, Perry touched on medical research and advancements in the state. The governor described the Texas of the 21st century as a hub for high-tech development, an epicenter of medical technology, and a place with an economy that would be the envy of the other 49 states. One of the topics absent from his discussion, though, is education, which was cut by $5.4 billion in the last two-year budget. In fact, the governor only mentioned education when discussing his next stop of the day, a visit to the Rio Grande Valley to discuss workforce development and the role technical schools and community colleges will play in this arena. KWBU News, Becky Fogle.